You're listening to Let's Go to the Phones on 92.9 FM, The Sack, the seventh most popular sports talk station in Philadelphia.
The only thing more successful than the Let's Go to the Phones podcast is the Philadelphia Phillies. Yes, it is. I, Uncle Coggin, here with another episode of everyone's favorite show, the Let's Go to the Phone show on 92.9 FM The Sack. I am joined, as always, got a full house tonight after being down one member from the last show. The effervescent co-host Chris is back in the saddle again. And we are joined, as always, by the punctilious producer Pat, the clean-shaven punctilious producer Pat.
Yeah.
Wow. Just noticed that.
Girly. Yeah. Girly, man.
Okay.
Whoa.
I did the classic, I'm just gonna trim.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
fucked it up.
I did, one side. I was like, oh, fuck. That didn't work. I put the wrong clipper thing on.
I don't think I've seen you without facial hair in quite some time, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this is usually what happens. I'll try to trim it, and then I fuck it up, and then I just shave it all off.
The hell do you do to it?
Yeah. What are you doing when you're trimming it?
I put the wrong...
Are you using a butter knife?
Yeah. Weed whacker to your face.
Yeah.
I mean, it was out of control. I had to do something. But...
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Baby face over there. You look 10 years younger.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. You look at least 46 now. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, you look 10 years younger. You look awful. You still look awful, though.
Yeah, you call that a beard on your face, co-host Chris? Looks like a fucking worm over your head.
Sure.
Wow.
Small good one.
Worm.
Good one.
Man, it was such a...
at least I can grow one.
We were such a kumbiotic show last week, and
Wes
is back. And,
I listened.
Oh boy,
it was nice. We got deep. We actually talked about things that matter.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Chris comes back on. Oh, look at your face.
Coggin brought it up.
Look at your face.
Oh boy, lowest common denominator when Chris is on the show. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Chris, welcome back.
Thank you.
You came back from your walkabout. Which was good. I hope you found yourself. Hope you are over the 76ers loss.
I was over it right away.
We didn't even make up a lie.
I know. I was kind of appreciative of that.
We did say
you were embezzling funds.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. You didn't say it was like keeping in the women's locker room or something. Like,
that's true.
Say about
that's
everyone true. Else.
We didn't have any effort.
We didn't have it in us.
Yeah.
We didn't have it in us last week.
Whatever.
It was too much Sixers really sucked it out of us last week.
He's not here, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, stop asking.
Couldn't make it.
Get over it.
Traveling for work. Oh.
He's gone. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, he's on a work trip. So mind your P's and Q's.
Station work trip. I was trying to recruit new talent for the station.
Oh, you had a big meeting with Mikey Missinelli.
Yeah, no, I was in New York trying to recruit Howard Stern Sibian to join the show.
Oh, wow. Trying to recruit Imus.
Ooh, yeah, Don Imus from Beyond the Grave.
Yeah.
Very dead.
Yeah. Hoo-hoo, Robin.
Hoo-hoo.
Let's go to the phones, boy. Yeah, that's like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, it's horrible. Because let's go to the phones, boys. Give me no respect, I tell you.
Hey, they give my Sibian no respect. Rodney Dangerfield Stern. There you go.
New character. New character alert, folks.
That's right.
Get that horn going.
Hey, take your top off. Yeah. Take your top off over there. Get no respect.
I'm sure, Rodney Dangerfield's probably said that, too. Just
probably.
Yeah.
Take your top off.
Hey, take your top off.
Yeah,
he's a
sure.
Big scumbag. From
I don't know about that.
Huge scumbag.
No,
I heard he was very moody. No. Very moody man because he got no respect.
That's what Coke does to you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He was a huge pothead.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, that is very true.
Really, it sucked the air out of the room. Don't say.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah. Was that true? Is that true, man?
What?
Not Rodney.
Never meet your heroes.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know. Man, we're not even in summer, and we're already in the doldrums of summer.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
First 2 weeks of May, and we're already...
Yeah. Huh? Here's a new character, Rodney Dangerfield Stern.
Ooh.
I got nothing. I don't know what to talk about. I get no respect.
We're going
to
riff on that for another 40 minutes.
Wow.
That's right. Oh, come on. Get on that stibia.
Reading his book, reading his Wikipedia, I mean, they talk about him doing an interview with Howard Stern. I'd love to listen to it. May 25th, 2004.
There you go. I think he was, I think Howard Stern liked him quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He liked
because they were the same person, apparently.
Yeah. Who, Robin? I don't know. What are we going to talk about? The Phillies? Well, when we good talk Phillies. They're 42 games into the season, quarter of the way into the season.
Best team in baseball.
And they have 30 wins. They're 30 and 13, I think.
Jesus.
You're right, Chris. They are they are. And they're playing some really shitty teams. But
God, here we go.
No, I don't care. No, you got to beat up on the shitty teams.
They normally could be losing
these games. They destroyed the Mets today. What was it? Four. Nola threw a complete game shutout.
Yeah,
they destroyed
that was nice.
Them. 4-0 with a C-minus lineup.
Yeah, that's true. It was interesting. I think it was like the sixth inning. They had two hits and two runs, and it was because the Mets loaded the bases, plunked Boehm again, and then I think walked in the next run. So
yeah, they walked Marsh, I think.
And then our guy Whit Merrifield struck out.
Yeah, he is not.
No hit Merrifield, I call him.
Wow, that's a good one. He gets no respect. Rodney right. Dangerfield Merrifield.
It's already running its course.
I get no respect from the Phillies fans. Hey.
God.
Well, hey, look, without him, he plays all over the place. So
no,
he's
I know.
Been
he's
able
fine.
To like plug and play pretty well.
That's why they got him. That's why they got him, folks. Yeah.
It's May 13th. Let's all calm down. Or is it the 14th? It's the 14th.
This will come out on the 16th, I think.
That's right. Phillies will have swept the Mets by then, and we'll be all good. We'll be all
home and
good.
Home. Love a home and home.
Oh, they're playing in Philly tomorrow?
Yeah. That's why the game was early today.
Okay, I see. Aha. Uh-huh. Very nice. No, I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week, Pat, but it just seems like every year with the Phillies, and especially in their last couple years where they've been on this nice little run, you can always be like, oh, they're like a very good team, but there is like one glaring weakness, or like there's one facet of the team that is not doing as well as, you know, what's driving the team to wins. I feel like there's not a whole – can you guys name, like, is there anything this year that you see where you're like, oh, my God, like, they really need to improve this facet of their team?
No.
So far?
No.
Right? Like, they've got a ton of depth. Their starting pitching has by far been the best starting pitching in the entire – in all of MLB. Their bullpen, which we were all like, oh, I don't know if they're going to be any good. But I'm pretty sure we said like, oh, I think they are going to be better than people think, has been absolutely lights out.
Yeah, it was like besides a first game.
Yeah.
You know?
They haven't lost a series since that first series.
Right.
It's the Braves.
They also, I mean, before the season started, they were ranked number one for their bullpen, which we were like,
that is
the
true.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
But then when people, but obviously, yeah, when they started shitty, everyone was kind of like, I can't believe this. But
yeah,
hey,
our number one bullpen, everyone kept
look
saying.
At it. Kirkering's been good.
Yeah, Hoffman's
the only person
been
hasn't
amazing.
Been that good is Sir Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, he's starting to pitch better. Like, he's had a couple clean outings his last few times out. But I mean, that's really the only like thing that you could point to and be like, yeah, like they have to get like another right-hander. Another right-handed reliever, which is not like, you know, the last couple years we've been thinking like they need another piece for their lineup. They need another starting pitcher to go with Nola and Wheeler or even just Wheeler. You can't really say that this year. Their starting pitching has been amazing. They've got a great bullpen so far. They've got a lineup that seems to, you know, when they're not scoring, they're still capable of scoring like 7 to 8 runs in a game, but when they're not scoring that, you know, they're still scoring 3 or 4 and finding ways, other ways to win ball games instead of just slugging like they have in the past. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's a long season, but like, God, like you don't go 30 and 13 without being pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but like you said, they're already, what, a quarter of the way through the season? Is that what you said?
Yes, but what is the but there?
You said it's a long season, but they're a quarter of the way through, so it's
That's true.
It's not like they've only been through 10 games.
No, I mean, they've been through 43 games, so that's more than a quarter of the way through.
Over a quarter. Wow.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
We always say that's when you really know.
I have always said that,
When you're over a quarter of the way done, that's how you really know if the team's any good or not.
That's what everyone says.
That's the old adage in baseball. You can't lose the season in the first month. No, you can't win the season in the first month, but you can certainly lose it.
That's true.
So, the Phillies have definitely risen to the task here. They're just fun to watch, too.
They're just good.
The vibes are out of this world. I know Pat loves talking about the vibes.
Yeah. No,
they're
baseball,
out of this world.
Baseball is the one sport that I think vibes are very important.
Wow.
Baseball and hockey, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
I think hockey vibes are pretty important as well.
Yeah,
it's a wacky
good
game.
Locker room.
You get the boys buzzing a little bit.
That's right. Ooh,
If the boys are buzzing, you're in good shape.
Where do you put them on your buzzo meter right now, Pat?
The Flyers?
No, the Phillies.
Oh. Well, we're talking about both. We were just talking about hockey.
We can talk about both. Are the Flyers buzzing, Pat?
No, they are not.
They're not buzzing.
Tortorella brings all the buzz out of the locker room.
All right, give me your official Phillies buzzo meter.
I'd say they're 9 out of 10 right now.
Wow. 9 out of 10 on the.
I was gonna say they're a hornet's nest.
They're buzzing. On the buzz scale.
Yeah. They're buzzing just like Howard Stern's Sibian.
Yeah. Oh. Robin,
that's too high.
Bryson, get off that Sibian. Pop your top.
So stupid.
Oh, but are they peaking too early? I've
Uh-oh.
Seen that.
That's a good question.
I've seen that thrown around a little bit. They're peaking too early. They're playing too good of a brand.
Well, but then it's like,
stop it.
They haven't even they haven't even dropped since Trey Turner got hurt.
Yeah.
This whole week, you know, Real Muto's been in and out. Schwarber's been in and out.
Harper today.
Hey, this team's got it.
Whoa. It's got a buzz around it.
Yep. It's got a big buzz. Chris it factor.
Got the buzz. There are buzz of the week. That's pretty good. They ran out of lineup today that didn't have Turner, Harper, or JT.
Yeah.
They played Witt. Did Pash start today? No.
No. Clemens.
Clemens come out of
second.
Fucking nowhere.
Stott played short.
I didn't know Clemens could play second.
Me either.
And he played pretty well.
Though. No, he doesn't. He stinks.
He's been good since they've
Came
brought him
up. Came out of nowhere.
Up.
Went 0-4 today.
Well, I think he's still hitting like 400 on the year or something. Been pretty good.
I don't know about that.
It's good plug and play. Guy is a plug and play guy, Chris.
Yeah,
I guess. You set it and forget it, just like his dad. I don't know. It's May. It's not hitting. It's not slug weather yet, I suppose. And then when they get Turner back, you know, hopefully in a couple weeks, and hopefully JT is not seriously hurt. He's missed 3 games in a row.
Yeah, I think he's
fine. Does anyone know why he's hurt? Like, what's bothering him?
Did they say?
I saw him go down in a crouch today, and he winced. I think it was his thigh or something. I don't know. I don't think
he winced.
Nobody seems too concerned.
No.
He missed second straight game with knee soreness.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well,
expected back on Wednesday.
Oh. Do you need your knees if you're a catcher?
Yeah,
you
I don't know.
At least not.
Nah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Ben Davis would say, that's one tough dude. We talk about him?
Need a hit here. Yeah, what do you want to talk about him?
He stinks.
I think he's been particularly obnoxious this season. I think he doesn't get to, he doesn't do a lot of games anymore. So I think he realizes he's got to like really kind of get his Ben Davis-isms in
right.
as much as he can during a broadcast. Really got to shoehorn him in there for everything.
Right.
He's been done. So annoying. And I'll mention this and then people will start noticing it and really freak out. But he's gotten into this annoying habit of right after McCarthy finishes what he's saying and right before the pitcher pitches or like he goes into his windup, he'll go, need one here.
Yeah.
Or win this battle, Rojas. Or clutch at bat here. And it's right after McCarthy finishes where there's nobody should be talking.
Right.
And then he just has to like.
Yeah, he pipes in.
Yeah, pipe in right when the pitcher's letting go of the ball. Win this battle here. Good at bat here. It's like, oh, shut up. Shut up.
He'll do a lot of like when the ball's in the air, like, get down. It's like, yeah. Dude, yeah. Like, chill.
Yeah. 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 He does do that a lot.
Right.
A
or lot like last of, night. On the Monday night game, it was the end when they. I think the way it ended was like a little flare that Stott caught.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh no!" And I was like, "Dude, like God, like it's not even a hit." It's like, oh no! It's like right when it's in the air. Like shut the fuck up. I texted that today when we were talking about it. I'm like, just last night when Boehm got hit on his hand, and he like goes back in the game. Yeah. He's like. Man, he is one tough dude. Just the way he said it, again, just made my fucking eyes roll in the back of my head. Shut
right player,
up.
Yeah. Right player, right time. He said that, too. That was his thing.
Yeah. Oh, up. God, I know.
His base loaded. Right player, right situation. Yep. It's like, shut up. And he said that he seems like a perfectly nice guy. Seems like a real gentleman. But, man, just like, say less. Say
less. We've talked about it before. I think he's the type of guy that you've had either on your baseball team or as a baseball coach that's just like too into it. Like, fuck off. Like, shut up.
Just every like stereotype about baseball.
Right.
Like a baseball lifer.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what he is.
Did you hear that story today where he was like, Brandon Marsh couldn't find his bat or something, and like he was down in the clubhouse with him, and he said, "Oh, you know, when they used to give me my bats, they'd send them with holes in them." And Brandon laughed, and I was like, "I to be there and to have seen Marsh just give like a polite chuckle to,
What? What does that even mean? I don't even get it.
Yeah, because he wasn't a good hitter, Chris.
Yeah, but why?"
Send him bats with holes in them because he could never hit the ball. Exactly. And McCarthy was just like, McCarthy just gave him like, Ben.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
McCarthy's
Ben.
He's in love with him too.
I think McCarthy puts up with it. I think McCarthy likes him, but he doesn't like, so he has to give him like more of the plate chuckle than anything else. Yeah.
I like Ruben Amaro better. Just saying something.
I think I like Ruben Amaro better than Ben Davis too. Yeah, I think Davis is just at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. I think he's the worst.
Ruben's fine.
I think he's the worst announcer in baseball history.
Wow.
Ben Davis.
Wow, that's crazy.
Somebody clip that and send it to him, please. And then come on, Ben. Come on and debate.
Yeah, come on the show, Ben.
Shit out of me if he saw me in person.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah, he's a fucking just a mountain of a guy.
Yeah,
a huge hand. He'd cave your cave your skull in with his blockhead.
It's like the mouth of Game of Thrones, just smush your face in.
Nah, right. I don't know about that.
Get you right by the eyes.
Yeah,
just start screaming.
Help!
Yeah, Pat and I.
Go, Ben. Go.
Yeah,
Ben Davis is one tough dude.
He is one tough hombre. He breathes really heavily into the mic too. I never notice it when he's not in the. I never notice it when he's not in the booth, but it's like, all right.
He pitched for the Camden River Sharks. What?
Ben Davis did?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
trying to make a comeback.
Yeah. He said,
I'm sorry.
After being released by Baltimore, Davis returned to the River Sharks as a pitcher in an attempt to make a comeback that might once again result in a major league hitch. He signed with the Reds as a pitcher.
What? Really?
That was it. And then he just like kind of blew out his arm.
Yeah.
Ow. No, it just said he made one appearance, a scoreless inning, and then never pitched again.
Okay. He pitched for the Reds for
one game? Stone Crabs.
Oh, gotcha.
And then he four saves in nine games, and the River Sharks. He went 5-11 with a 4.61 ERA.
Okay,
I think I could do that in the River Sharks league. So that's not that impressive.
What are they doing with that stadium?
It's gone.
Completely demolished.
Yeah, it's been gone for like 5 years.
Idiot.
No. I think Rutgers.
There's a baseball field there. There's no stands, really.
Oh, really? But the stadium's gone.
Stadium's completely gone. But there's still the baseball field's in the same position, but there's just no stadium.
The River Sharks always had a bunch of weirdos playing. Did you guys go to that River Sharks game with me where Jose Canseco was on the other team?
Really? No.
Yeah, Jose Canseco.
It's a one or two in my
Canseco.
Life.
Yeah.
They were the hottest ticket in town for a little bit.
Yeah, Jose
first
Canseco.
Games.
Weren't.
Yes, that first couple seasons when they do the fireworks every Friday.
That's true.
They were truly the hottest ticket in town.
Really?
Yes.
I never went.
No, you're an idiot.
Really? I went a bunch of times. Wayne Gomes pitched for them at one point in time.
Yeah, you had Kim Batiste, Danny Batista, Alberto Castillo. Ben Davis, Stephen Drew, Pedro Feliz, Jose Lima.
Really?
Pedro Feliz? Really?
Wilson Valdez.
Oh, Wilson
Jared
Valdez.
Weaver. Wow, Jared Weaver. Huh. Why?
Wow. I don't know. Trying to make a comeback. But they were like semi-pro. I mean, they were not like connected to anybody, right?
Remember they had like an open tryout once and I wanted to go.
Yeah, you would have done great.
I would have done horribly.
Ben Davis
won.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ben Davis, give me a little chin music.
High and tight. The deal with it, Rook.
He would be that guy on the team.
Yeah. Throw it at you.
Or like he would do like the dumb shit. Like, oh, rookie's got to carry the water.
Yeah, shut up. It's the River Sharks.
Yeah, it would be like hazing, but it would be like, you know, like really minor shit. You gotta get my bat for me when I go to the on deck circle. It's like, all right,
yeah,
somehow even worse. Just like punch me in the face or something. I don't want to do this shit.
Yeah,
shove the bat up my ass in a locker room or something.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, go hard.
Go all in,
go hog wild. Come on now. Fuck Ben Davis, he stinks on ice.
Yeah, worst announcer in baseball history.
That's right.
People are saying it.
they are saying it. There's a big buzz around that he is the worst. He is the worst announcer in baseball
history.
Baseball history, excuse me. Yes, of course. I don't know. Any other thoughts about the Phils, the Fightins?
They're very good. It's exciting. It just makes the summer so much better. They're 100%. Good. They're on like every night. Nothing else on TV. Just put them on, half watch it.
There is nothing better. Like, nothing better and nothing worse. If the team's really good, awesome. If they stink, it's like, I don't want to watch this fucking team. Like, why are they on again?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are they on again? Yeah. Mikel Franco and whatever they had in those like 2017 teams.
Ben Davis.
Jake Arrieta.
Pitch.
Yeah, Jake Arrieta is pitching tonight. Oh
great. He's stunk. That's awesome. So bad.
It's so bad. All right. Do you guys want to talk NBA playoffs? Or do you want to talk the old ESP versus DeSean Jackson feud?
I don't even want to talk about that, to be honest.
No, I find it kind
of like NBA playoffs.
Okay. Have you guys watched any of the playoffs?
I think this playoffs has been great.
It has.
They've been pretty good.
I don't know why. Maybe because the Sixers just out right away.
Yeah.
I've been able to watch these other series, and the other series have been awesome. This round.
It seems like every single Knicks game, just like something insane happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the last one they got demolished, but either something like crazy happens, or there's some big controversy, or every game comes down to like the last minute.
You know why?
Why?
Because the fix is in.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It is. That's why this weird shit keeps happening. It's like the refs make some big crappy call like one way, and then they have to make a makeup call the other way, and then it's just it's catching up to the NBA. Adam Silver. Adam Silver can't rig it the way David Stern could, unfortunately.
No, he can't. David Stern could rig it with class, like a gentleman.
Yeah, exactly.
So we wouldn't know.
Make a spectacle of it.
Yeah, exactly. He'd usher in the Bulls every single year to the detriment of the Sixers and the Knicks
exactly.
and everyone else, but he'd do it the right way. He'd fix things the right way.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, they've been good. I mean, the Wolves Nuggets series has been insane.
It's been such a weird series.
I thought the Nuggets were, I mean, like, everyone thought they were dead in the water.
Yeah.
It was two games at home.
As their coach says, bulletin board material. Showed my guys every clip, all the talking heads saying that we were toast.
That
motivated them.
I mean, everyone did say that. It was crazy.
Who'd have thunk it?
I said it. You know, I was like, Timberwolves are going to win the whole thing.
They showed. I heard the Nuggets coach showed them your clip of you saying that.
Yeah.
This is producer Pat from some show I've never heard of in my life.
From Philadelphia, who watches like half of your games.
I was asleep before halftime.
Yeah. Jokic went crazy when he heard you say that.
I'll kill him.
Wow. Is that your Jokic impersonation?
Yeah, it was good.
His brothers put a hit on me. That game doesn't start till 10:30.
10 o'clock. No, 10 even, it says. Oh, 10:30. Fuck that. Ugh.
It's not even in West Coast. Denver's not even West Coast.
Not West Coast.
2 hours.
Time.
Yeah. But
it's late for them.
Oh, Minnesota's Mountain Time, too. Or no, Minnesota's Central Time, right?
Central Time, yeah.
Wow.
Late. Boy, I will not watch a second of that game. I can tell you that right now. What other series are you guys watching? You guys, I'm kind of out on the
Celtics.
I've been watching them, but yeah.
Celtics are win, whatever.
Yeah, I watched some of that last night.
Thunder Mavericks also 2-2. That was a good. I watched the game last night, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I fell asleep at halftime, but good game.
Not too shabby. I don't know. I think I told you a couple weeks ago that the Celtics have a little choke in them. They like to play down to their opponents. I think they could have trouble in the Eastern Conference Finals with whoever they have to play.
I agree, but I mean, I don't think they'll win the championship.
I don't think so.
Whoever in the West will beat them. I agree with you.
That's what I said.
Of course they could. Yeah, they didn't cover last night without Donovan Mitchell's out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which was shocking.
Yeah, that game was closer than it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course I had the -9. Cleveland hit a shot with like 2 seconds left. That meant nothing, obviously. Classic.
Yes.
Love that.
Classic.
Yes.
That's what you get for betting on the Celtics.
Exactly. Mm. Sucker's bet.
No, just
can't lose.
Well, I took it before I even took it before Mitchell was out.
Oh, really?
Went to like minus 11 or something.
Ooh. No, I really, you doubled your bet after.
Yeah.
That. No, I really can't lose.
I don't care.
Nah, I think the Celtics I also think they're kind of, I don't know, are they bored? Like, I don't know. Do they think they're too good? Think they're too good for the Cavs?
They better not win this championship.
Yeah, that would suck. That would not be good. I don't know. A lot of noise, a lot of Sixers talk. What the Sixers are gonna do? Bronny's going into the NBA, right? Didn't that break today?
He
is not going to another team.
Yeah.
Sixers. 16th pick.
He's going to be terrible. I don't.
Yeah, but he did get his dad. You're essentially drafting LeBron James.
I know, but that's so.
It is weird.
It's very weird.
What does he think?
Exactly. What does his son think? I mean, I'm sure he doesn't care, but.
Well, does he know?
He's probably happy.
Does he know that he's not good enough to play? Or does he think that he's good enough to play in the NBA?
I think that he knows that he's probably not good enough.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know. Now that you say that, maybe not, because he's declaring for the NBA draft. It's like...
Well, anyone can do that.
I know, but he obviously thinks that he can get drafted.
Someone will draft him.
He
knows
he
somebody
knows.
Will draft him. But the scouting report, I saw a scouting report that said, like,
uh-huh.
He is good, Like, he's a very smart player, is what they kept saying. They say he could probably be like a serviceable guy in the NBA.
Like a seventh man or something?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sixers, come on. We need a seventh man off the bench. We need LeBron. Nah, I don't know. We talked about this last week, Chris, but Pat answered it. Well, who would you want of the guys that are rumored?
Durant.
Okay. We're all in agreement.
Pat knows my feelings on Durant.
Yeah, best player in the league.
Best player ever.
Best player ever. Yeah. You guys had the GOAT debate. I said, why are they mentioning Durant?
Yeah, he's not anymore. He hasn't won since he left.
No, I know. No, obviously not. But I think when he's healthy.
They said he's not happy in Phoenix.
I know. I take him number one.
I like it. You worry that he will be sort of a, like you mentioned, Pat, like a sourpuss with the Sixers if he comes to Philadelphia. But I think you take that chance. I think he'd like playing in Philly. Like, he's got part owner of the union.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Sure. Yeah. Seems to like Embiid.
Yeah, he'd be near his blessed Philadelphia Union. So.
And he's from, D.C.?
Is he?
From Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Maryland.
He went to, I think he went to DeMatha.
Yeah, he did.
I think.
Oh, that means nothing to me.
It's because you're an idiot. DeMatha?
What is DeMatha?
It's a high school.
One of the big Catholic
Maryland,
high schools
like,
in.
Why would I know that?
Because, like, a bunch of NBA prospects went there.
Yeah, like.
Dingus?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Well, who went?
Okay.
Who went that I should know?
I mean.
They're so big, you can't name me one without looking at
Kevin Durant. Is that not good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Danny Ferry.
Ever heard of him?
Danny Ferry hasn't played in 30 years.
Ever heard
Victor
of him?
Oladipo. Markelle Fultz.
I haven't heard of any of those guys. Markelle Fultz did, really.
Huh. Jerian Grant.
Oh, Jerian. I like him. I don't know. I mean,
Heath Bogans. Ever heard of him, Ryan?
No, I haven't.
Jeremy Grant, former Sixer?
No, I haven't. He's been rumored to the Sixers.
Biff, yuck.
A lot of football players. Rodney McLeod.
Oh,
Brian Westbrook went there. That's
what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Dope.
All right.
That's Byron Westbrook.
I don't pay attention to the Brian high schools Westbrook. Around here. Why am I going to pay attention to DeMatha High School?
Maybe you should.
No, I shouldn't. No, I shouldn't.
You just don't know.
Don't know. Exactly.
You don't get it. You don't get hoops. It's okay.
No, you're right.
Sure. You can admit it. You're allowed to admit it, Coggin.
That's right. Who
Chris and I?
So...
Chris and I are recruiting at the high school level.
That's true.
Not like you. You don't.
I actually don't even think Kevin Durant went there, Pat.
No, I don't think he did.
he's not on that list.
He's from around there. He is
from DC. I know that.
Yeah. Let's see, where did he go to high school?
Hello. Which of the three of us went and saw Eddie Griffin versus Dwan Wagner? Back in 2002,
went to the National Christian Academy.
Yeah, Roman
the
Catholic.
Oak Hill Academy.
Oak Hill, that's another big one. Coggin doesn't know about.
Yeah, Coggin's never heard of
Oak Hill. No, I don't know who Oak Hill is. No idea. I know Roman Catholic. I know Camden High.
You probably don't even know Roman Catholic.
I know Roman Catholic. Baby.
Yeah, sure.
I know Eddie Griffin.
Where is it in the city? Where is it?
In the Roman Catholic.
Oh yeah, so
city.
True.
In the northeast.
No.
I couldn't name
it. It's like right on Arch.
Street. It's on like...
Or Vine, I mean. It's right on Vine.
It's one of those. Broad.
Right on
Broad.
Right on Vine. You'll see.
Right down Broad Street.
Right on Vine Street.
Here's something. They should bring back the Seattle Supersonics. How's that?
Yeah, that's your big...
Because, I don't know, I forgot Durant was drafted by the Sonics.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, before they became the Thunder.
I guess. I don't know.
I like the Supersonics. Why not?
What are they going to do? They're going to make an expansion team?
I don't know. I don't know what.
Hey, they brought back the Charlotte Hornets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I've never heard of them.
That was the Bobcats. They just changed the name.
Very weird. So then you make a new Seattle team, and then you change it back to the Supersonics after a couple of years.
Were the Bobcats an expansion?
Yeah, it was the Bobcats and the...
Oh, yeah, the Hornets went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the Bobcats and the Pelicans, I think, right? No. I don't know.
No. Because remember, it was the New Orleans Hornets for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Jazz left and went to Utah.
But Charlotte
like the 90s.
Moved.
It's all very confusing.
I don't know. Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah, they went to Charlotte. They were the Charlotte Bobcats from 2004 to 2014. There was 1 year from in 2002. Yeah, then they moved to New Orleans. So there was only 1 year where there was no Charlotte team.
Right.
That's weird. I don't remember that. God, I thought they were gone for a while. Oh, well.
So weird. So confusing.
Bring back the Supersonics. That's what I say.
That's
bring
back
Sean
too.
Kemp. Sean Kemp coaches. Only if Sean Kemp coaches. And Detlef Schrempf, he played. And he's the assistant coach. I don't know. Why do you have like great memories about the Supersonics?
It's like their jerseys, to be honest.
Yeah.
They were
kind of
cool.
Yeah. All right. Sean Kemp was a very entertaining player. I could watch that one dunk he had where the guy falls down and then he like lands right over him, just points, gives him the double point. That was so fabulous. Good. That he got so fucking fat. Poor Sean Kemp. He really fell off the face of the earth. I don't know. So you don't want to talk about, you guys don't want to talk about ESP or DeSean Jackson. Pat, you said you had a topic, a super secret topic.
Oh, yeah, it's not, it has nothing to do with sports. So
okay.
Let's get that out
fine.
Of the way.
Fine. Yeah, let's do that into the ESP bullshit.
I was thinking about something today.
We'll get to
ESP. Because we were laughing about something in a group thread.
Mm-hmm.
What is the easiest way to get roasted in a group thread? What things can you do in a group thread that is going to get everyone riled up?
Give me an example. What do you mean?
Yeah, give an example.
So, like, in this situation, it was Heron McKee. This was, months ago.
Our tennis
expert.
Our tennis correspondent. He sent a picture of this pizza.
Oh, yeah, like bad-looking food?
It was, like, 50% crust.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we kept on... It just came, like, back up again, and we were just, like, destroying him over it. Crustgate, we kept saying. So, like, bad pizza or, like, bad pictures of food or, like...
That's always a good one.
I was thinking of, like bad gambling picks.
That's always good.
Out.
Any just hot takes in general.
Yeah.
We had a massive argument about the... that Pat, I brought up on the podcast, and you got very upset about my picking Houston over UConn.
Yeah,
that still comes up. bad pictures of food is a good one.
Yeah.
Bad stock tips, that always comes up.
Or just stock tips in general. Yeah. Any stock tips that come through in general.
So bad.
I'm trying to think of like any like big blow-ups. Had any threads. Old video game memories are still, that can still be like an open wound for a lot of people.
What does that mean?
I remember there's one story that we still love to make fun of someone for where like we're playing NBA Jam, like we were like all like our like late 20s. Just like getting drunk in Philly and playing NBA Jam. And our one friend he is so competitive with video games. And like when he would drink, they would get ultra competitive. And our one friend kept beating him on like last second threes and like really rubbing it in. And that's definitely brought up still quite a bit to this day that can get everyone real. Yeah. Oh, remember that? Remember that? Yeah. Like from the last second three from 15 years ago. That still probably drives you crazy. I don't know. That's an interesting topic, but I can't really think of any good like real like blow up topics.
I just love the group mentality of like another Heron McKee story.
It's probably always him.
It
sense weakness in someone. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It was bunch of my friends in this thread. We're talking up White House subs in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the best place. And Heron McKee was down in Atlantic City, and they were like, you got to go. And he's like, I don't want to go. It's horrible. It's terrible.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, and so we all like pressured him to go.
And he sent a picture of his hoagie, and it looked like the worst fucking hoagie like you have ever seen. It was so funny. And like, it just like the thread just like blew up for like a day talking about this horrible hoagie that he had. White House subs is terrible, by the way.
I like White House subs. It's horrible. I haven't been,
I haven't been there in years.
I truly have probably not been there in 10 years. But I've liked it every time I'm going. Never had an issue.
It's terrible. I've been there like twice and it was bad. But
I don't think it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Why is it bad?
Because it's not good. Have you had their Italian hoagies? They're like staple hoagies. They're not good. They put that like red... that red pepper spread on it, like,
oh, I love that
secret fucking.
That's the best.
Like, you buy that in like the supermarket.
Secret. Yeah, but it's so good.
I don't know.
It does give me
the best.
It does like make me sick whenever I eat that stuff now.
Of course,
that specific hoagie spread, no matter what, oh my god, just wrecks my stomach.
I don't know. I haven't been to the White House in forever. The last time I was there was probably like I think I either like lost a bunch of money or something. It was probably in a foul mood. It's like, I don't want to go.
Yes.
I want to go home. I can't think of any others.
Love a good group.
I can't think of any others that were really
love gross. A good group chat.
I love the like uproar
over the pile on. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's like one
it's
thing
always something
it's like,
small too,
like it just... 40 texts. Oh my god.
What's going
what
on?
I miss
I don't know, it just made me laugh today thinking about that.
I enjoyed it. Poor Aaron McKee, seems like he really
Herbert
gets a lot of the brunt of your guys.
He brings it on himself.
He likes it. He likes the attention.
Yeah, he does. He loves it.
What I know about him, not in this group chat, what I know about him, he's relishing the attention.
Yes.
Negative or positive. Any press is good press for Aaron McKee.
That's right. He still gets mad about his spot on our show.
Oh god.
That we didn't I didn't prep him enough.
What do you mean?
What's he doing? He's the worst. All right. That's up there as just still one of the worst. It was his big.
I thought it was okay.
It was his big moment. And he did it from like the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like his girl kept chiming in. It's give us some details. You're at the US Open. Give us something.
She had better info than him.
I kind of forget. I mean, it definitely was not memorable. That's true.
No.
What did we even talk about?
We're talking about the U.S. Open.
I think we asked some questions. Like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he had no idea. I don't know.
I just told him. He was like, I was like, you should come on and talk about the U.S. Open. And like, he's like, okay. And then he's like, you guys didn't like ask me any questions. I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to be the expert. You're supposed to be giving us like topics.
I think we did.
Stuff.
I think we did ask him questions.
I think at one point I was like, did you even go? Like, are you there? Like, you know anything that's going on there? And then we asked him, oh no, I think another big thing was we asked him to give us like some like under the radar picks. And he was like, yeah, here's like an under the radar guy. And it was like the co-favorite to win. Yeah. I was like, that's not anyone like on
that. Novak Djokovic.
Yeah. It's like, what?
He had one too many honey deuces at the U.S. Open and couldn't form a sentence.
God, that's funny. Poor Heron. Come on.
Nah.
Welcome back.
If he goes back to the U.S. Open, we'll give him a redemption tour.
Whenever there's another tennis thing.
U.S. Open around Labor Day or whatever.
But there's got to be something before then, right?
Nothing that we care about.
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon's probably.
Yeah, but he's not going to be there. That was the whole thing. Boots on the ground, and he was just like, "What? I'm in my hotel bathroom, huh?"
Aaron McKee and who was the other? Who was the Drexel lady we had on?
Chris McKendry.
Yeah. We'll bump her to bring on Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron McKee, the real tennis expert.
Wimbledon's July 1st, so we got something to talk about.
All right, he's got a month.
I'm going a month and a half. You know what? I'm going to be England on July 1st. I'm be in London.
Oh, I'm
boots
go.
On the ground.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
We're not gonna go to Wimbledon. Are you crazy? Yes.
How the hell would he get tickets to Wimbledon? Yeah.
You can me and you the don't queen? Have to
yeah,
go like,
outside.
Yeah. We might go down to the stadium. I don't know.
Talking in like Kate, whatever the princess Kate or whatever.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah. But
sharing.
What's going on here? It's like the obnoxious American.
Yeah, you're like, gonna, like,
you're not going to go to like the big match, but do you know how many friggin' matches there are?
That's true.
You could go to some match. Shitty one.
Just run on the court, Coggin, and take some
perfect
grass for us.
Go to.
What's going on over here? Big dumb American.
Big camera
for everybody.
2024.
Yeah, you're not shutting
prices.
Up.
Yeah.
You can get day one.
Yes.
July 1st.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not going to happen July 1st because like that's like when we get in.
Okay.
That's not going to happen.
The excuse is already coming.
we're not going.
July,
I'm already telling
July 2nd.
Any excuse. We're not going.
July 2nd, they're $50 a piece.
No. Pass. Hard pass.
God. What are you going to do instead?
Go
to the Big Ben? Oh.
Yeah, we'll go to Big Ben. Love it.
Look at the Big Ben. Look at the Big Ben up
Ringo?
There.
Ringo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the London Bridge. Stupid. Do something you'll remember. Not.
I'll remember everything.
Some stupid.
We'll mosey on down there. Have a pint or two.
Ooh,
come on.
Try to kiss the.
Boddington's.
The soldiers, whatever they're called.
Yeah. Oh, here, give me a picture with this damn feller.
What are they called?
Guard. Buckingham.
Queen's Guard.
Queen's Guard. The Buckingham Palace.
Guard.
Take his hat.
Beef eater. No, that's Scottish.
The beef eaters are
Scottish.
The guards at the London Tower.
Oh.
The beef eaters, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard you're going to get beheaded at the London Tower.
Right.
Making a move on the queen.
That's right.
You know the queen's dead, right, Pat? The
queen's corpse, yeah.
I was trying to think if she's alive or not.
She died.
This American. Yeah.
She died at Wimbledon. She's buried under the court at Wimbledon.
Yeah. Her body is on display center court at Wimbledon.
Nice. I'm just saying it would be a memorable thing to do.
That's true.
You could say you'd go to Wimbledon. You've been to Wimbledon,
maybe.
Coggin.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, he
I don't know.
He ain't going.
Yeah, he ain't going.
Way. No, I'm not going. I'm not going to Wimbledon. Not at all.
God.
I want to see Andre Agassi take on Michael Chang. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Trying to be cultured once in your life.
Who's even in the Wimbledon right now?
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone's
going
to be there except for you.
I don't know anyone anymore. Is Djokovic still in it? Did he get his vaccinations?
He's still going.
Yeah.
Everyone will be there.
Yeah. Let's see. Tennis rankings.
Ooh, the French Open's coming up like next week.
Sand court.
What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Play on sand. That's true.
Oh, Harry McKee couldn't even tell us about the U.S. Open. He's going to tell us about the French Open now?
Yeah.
I recognize one person in the top 10 tennis rankings right now. Djokovic. That's it.
Yeah, we got to go to the winners.
Medvedev. How about Medvedev?
He's not in it.
He's not in the top 10?
No, he's not even in the top 20.
What's that? Where,
Jannik Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz.
Coco Gauff.
Coco Gauff, yeah.
Coco.
You got.
See, isn't she the nutty one? Didn't she go a little crazy?
No, that was one.
She's gone.
Oh,
like,
she's gone.
The one girl, I don't even know. forgot her name.
I know.
I don't remember her name either. Yeah,
Medvedev is number 4, Coggin. What are you talking about?
Where?
On the top.
I'm looking in the
All right, enough about tennis.
There he is.
Rankings.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about
number
tennis.
4.
Carlos Alcaraz is good. He's
I don't know who
3.
Carlos Alcatraz is.
Casper Ruud.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah, Alcaraz is. I remember him. He's the big guy. He won something big last year, remember?
Benjamin
Tsitsipas.
Shelton. Hey,
Tsitsipas is the one that like always goes nuts during the match.
Oh, all right. I know. Okay, I recognize the name. Tsitsipas.
Coggin doesn't want to go.
Minotaur. Sad. No, I don't.
You could see a big meltdown by him if you went.
That'd be cool. I'll throw something at him. Dump a bucket of popcorn over his head.
Yeah.
That's why I'm from Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's what we do.
Are you gonna go to that Philadelphia place?
No, probably
Hashtag
not.
Avenue or whatever it's called.
I don't know. What's that? Where is
it's like
that?
A bar or something.
Just what my wife wants to do.
Just to have a cheesesteak in London.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Cheesesteak sucks.
Yeah, this really stinks.
I don't know. Wimbledon, maybe. 50 you're bucks? 50, 50 euros? Is they now? Is it dollars or euros?
You're not going to go. You're not going to go. So I'm not talking about it.
I'm not going to go. You're right.
I agree.
You're absolutely correct. We're going to take a walking tour of all the Ted Lasso film locations instead of going to Wimbledon.
Are you doing that?
No.
No.
We are going to a
soccer game, right? Football game?
We're doing a behind the scenes tour at Arsenal. No, not Arsenal.
Chelsea.
Chelsea. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Cool.
Yeah. That'd be sweet. That'll be sweet.
You can't go to a game.
I don't know if they have games.
Is Premier League going on right now?
I don't know.
They were giving tours of like every single stadium every day that we're there. So
yeah, I think you can always do that. Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
It is happening.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Try to go to like a.
I'd rather do that than Wimbledon.
Who else plays in London? Tottenham? Tottenham?
A lot. I mean, like, they all play in London, pretty much.
No, they don't.
They all play in London.
in London. How about Manchester United?
There are a lot of stadiums right around us. There are at least three or four.
Crystal Palace, Arsenal, West Ham, Tottenham. Yeah.
There you go.
Chelsea.
Yeah. Queen's Park Rangers, Chelsea, Fulham.
Ooh. Yeah.
AFC Wimbledon.
Get my head bashed in by a soccer hooligan.
Yeah. West Ham.
Oi.
Yeah. Go Chelsea.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Yeah.
Crunch.
Get a broken beer bottle shard shoved in my jugular.
Yeah. Boddington can.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh, that'll be a fun trip. Fun to do. It might die. It'll be like a movie where like someone's dying and I'll daydream I'm at Wimbledon. I'll have a vision of being at Wimbledon as I'm bleeding out on the floor of Arsenal Stadium or something.
Yeah, it's not going to happen to you there.
No, what's the big deal? Yeah,
it'll be fine.
Wimbledon. I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about?
There's a golf major this weekend.
What?
PGA Championship.
Oh.
Where is it?
Tiger Woods playing? He is, right?
It's in Louisville. Valhalla Golf.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, it's at Valhalla. That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tiger's playing.
I saw him today.
In person?
Doing an interview. Yeah, I saw him today.
He must be playing then.
Should we talk about ESP bullshit before we...
Tiger is playing. It's plus 20,000.
Oh, wow.
Not a bad sprinkle there.
The only thing I'll say with ESP is I find it interesting, and I completely forgot that he wrote that story with somebody else.
Yeah, Sanchez.
It was Perez.
AJ Perez, I mean.
There you go. why does that guy knock it?
Because he doesn't have a big...
I guess, yeah.
He didn't make a career out of it the way this other dipshit did. To fill people in who don't know, who aren't on Twitter, Deshaun Jackson was on a podcast. It was LeSean McCoy's.
It's him and LeSean McCoy doing a podcast.
And he talked about the article that ESP wrote, that ESP and this other guy, Sanchez?
Yeah, AJ said, Perez.
That he had gang ties, and that's why the Eagles got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talked about it. He kind of just trashed the article and trashed ESP and said, like, you know, whatever. And then they tweeted it.
Yeah.
They tweeted and they said, like, I want an apology from the person who wrote this article or something.
Yeah. He called him out by name. But so the thing was, Short Parks wrote that article and then the Eagles released him. Then they released Deshaun Jackson, and they were kind of like, oh, like they kind of used that as like an excuse. It's like Chip Kelly kind of used it as an excuse, like, oh, look, he's a bad apple.
It was a plant.
That's been the rumor, that there was a Eagles PR person that would do that for certain players that the Eagles were trying to get rid of. And I think Mike Sielski wrote an article about that, or kind of like offhandedly mentioned this employee before, but they would give like information to reporters that to like kind of sour the waters on players that they were thinking about releasing. So I don't know. They finally talked about it. I thought it was interesting. Like Deshaun Jackson's like kind of an idiot, but in the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, where it's like DeSean Jackson was just kind of making out to be like, oh, he was just a friend of mine, and like I got him off from murder. Like he hired him a lawyer, and the murder like helped him like get off of a murder charge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, all right, like, well, but he was like in the gang, and he was being charged with murder, and it's like, so you know, maybe you did have some, but whatever. And then ESP definitely went a little too far with saying that, you know, oh, he was throwing up gang signs in games,
right?
So he's definitely in a gang. Like the truth is somewhere in the middle, but it's just still like a fascinating kind of thing where like no one knew who ESP was. And you're right, Chris, he kind of did use that as like a springboard for his career.
Did,
at least in my memory, he did.
Of course, 100%. What did the other guy end up doing? Perez.
I think they said somebody dug him up, and he's on like he's like in like Front Office Sports, that like website or whatever. So I don't know. It's just interesting. It's also interesting that like ESP is not on Twitter right now. Like I'm wondering if like WIP told him like not to like tweet or anything, or
well, they know he'll that... if he tweets anything, I'll just be like apologize. Like
I heard him on I dropped my son off at school last week. I heard him on, I think it was the midday show. And, you know, they didn't touch it. They would, I guess I know why they didn't, but like someone should be like, what do you think about this? What do you think about
it? They never will. Somebody said that, like, I remember who it was, but they said when they were at WIP, that was like taboo. You don't bring that up anymore.
I could see that. Yeah. It's like those phrases, like, well, we got ESPN. What do you think about, Nick Sirianni on the hot seat? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like that's right. What everybody wants to know about.
Yeah, exactly.
ESP right now.
Maybe ESP will go on their podcast. Grovel. He'd be groveling.
Would. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Right.
I'm so sorry.
He would never, ever, ever do that.
Yeah. I mean, look, neither DeSean nor LeSean McCoy were like the greatest of guys. I think people look at them through rose colored glasses, but. Was he in a gang? Like, no. Like, I don't think so.
No.
No, exactly. But I don't know. It's interesting that it's coming up now.
Right.
You know,
right.
That it's like, do you think they were like, we're starting this podcast, like, we need, there are a lot of like other athlete podcasts out there.
Need a hook.
What can we do? Yeah, exactly. Like, what can we talk about that will get a lot of people to have eyes on us right now that will differentiate us from other podcasts?
Yeah, AJ Perez, senior reporting, Front Office Sports.
I don't know. It's weird. Like,
loser.
I mean, I think it was going to come up. I mean, they're talking about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. They were on the team, obviously. And
they kind of hype that up, though. They're like, episode one, like, we're digging into like what happened with DeSean Jackson.
Right.
I was like kind of their hook. Like, I definitely remember the preview of the episode where it's like, DeSean Jackson's going to talk about what led to him. Oh, no, it was about Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They should come on our show. I think they should all come on our show.
I agree.
And we'll mediate. We'll broker peace between DeSean, LeSean, and ESP.
What to say. Their side.
I think they're right. I think ESP should. I think DeSean Jackson should pull down his pants, and ESP should kiss his ass.
Join the Kiss My Ass Club. Yeah. Yeah. ESP, why did you ruin DeSean Jackson's career? Eagles, go.
Why did you make that up completely into Rose's career?
Yeah. It's a fair question. Answer it, ESP.
Do you consider yourself a serious journalist?
Yeah. Why are you such a little weasel, ESP? Answer the question, please. Thank you.
It is going to be interesting to see, like how he comes back. Like, what's he going to do?
ESP?
Yeah, like...
He's not going to do anything. He's not
Is he just going to lay low for another, like, week? Like, what's he going to do?
He'll tweet his usual bullshit, and he won't tweet anything else. He'll ignore all of the... Every single notification, and... I mean, it's probably the right thing to do if
you're what he does anyway.
Spot. Yeah, just ignore it, and then, like, wait for the next thing that everyone's going to get mad about.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, he'll have some dumbass take next week and everyone will forget.
Yeah. I'm just talking about like get move on to some other like the people. Everyone else will get enraged about some other topic in the city, and they'll forget about ESPN
right.
and DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Just like, you know, what would you? Just where do they go after this? What do they talk about after this first podcast?
I'm sure they'll just have guests on.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Have us on.
Us, yeah. Moderate.
Yeah. Kiss it. We'll kiss their ass. I don't care. I'll kiss DeSean Jackson's ass to get on the show. Get us on the show. Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Come on.
It's out there.
That's right. Your move. Your move, DeSean. Yeah. Vince McMahon kiss my ass club. Yeah,
kiss my ass.
Get a get a power buffer, buff it up, McMahon.
So good.
Oh boy, ain't gonna see that segment on WWE anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Ah, good question. Yeah, what did happen to him?
Yeah, where's Vince?
Why is he not around?
What's an over under on Vince McMahon? Years left to live. I feel like he's gonna die soon.
I think so too. He looked horrible.
Maybe
that stupid mustache.
Yeah,
he's only 70. He's 78.
That villain mustache. I'm gonna give it
78.
3.5 years. Over under.
I'd go over. I bet he lingers.
Comes back randomly.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
They tried to tell me I was fired.
Yeah. I'm not kicking the bucket anytime soon. No way. He's got some years left in him, I think. His heart explodes from all the steroids.
Yeah, it's also probably going to happen. Steroids.
Coke. Yeah. A lot of cocaine.
Yeah, who knows like what else he's done.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he... I don't know. I could see
held together with KY jelly, cocaine, and steroids at this point.
Like what's 98%. Yeah. What's he doing right now?
900 fucking sexual assault charges against him. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Why? Yeah. What's the big deal? oh God, like a new one just came out today.
Yeah. Just saw that.
Oh wait, no, that's same lady. Janelle Grant, I think, was the same lady. But yeah. Oh, it said Janelle Grant, the former WWE employee who accused McMahon of forcing her to have sex with him, was accused in court papers today of sending sexually explicit images of herself to McMahon.
Mm.
Well, she's guilty.
Mm.
No. Come
she
on.
She sent me those pictures. I said, yeah. You're fired.
Oh, my God. All right. We're dragging. Anything else, gentlemen? It. We're dragging.
Think so.
Once we dip into the McMahon impersonator for like the sixth time, and then
I can keep going. Minute. I can keep going. We could riff all night.
You too. You send me those sexually explicit images now. You're fired.
See what's going on in the NBA right now. Oh man, Knicks are up,
right?
9 now. Great. All right, you're right. Let's just end
this. Yeah.
I gotta go. Whatever.
Checking all scores.
Right. All right, that's Oh, the Knicks are winning.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's only 6.
Okay. Oh,
we're back, baby.
All right, I'm out of here. So goodbye. Long, you all. All right, good episode. Bye-bye. Goodbye.